The show is called Temptation Island, a six-part television series, not on PBS. Three committed couples, that's committed in the love sense, are taken to a remote island, separated, then tempted by 13 males and 13 females. During part six, those of us who still care find out if the couple split, lured by the beauty of the cavorting tempters. But keep that Bible firmly planted in the pew. There is absolutely no sanctity of marriage argument here. The network airing the show had the good sense to ask only unmarried couples to participate in the shenanigans. No married persons will test the strength of their vows against the cologne of the man who founded a dating service, one of the unspeakably tempting men put there for the women. The network had plenty of good reasons for screening out married couples. The show has attracted enough flack for its lack of scruples without courting adultery. But the producers may have had an additional concern in mind, alienation of affections lawsuits filed by spouses whose marriages broke up on the island. Alienation of affections is a tort still available in a handful of states. You can sue the person, or presumably television network, that broke up your marriage. In Illinois, for example, a case called Wheeler versus Fox, curiously no relation to the network, lays out what a plaintiff must prove in an alienation of affections case. That the spouse used to love the plaintiff, that the defendant came along and wooed the spouse, and now the spouse doesn't feel the same way about the plaintiff. An example. Mrs. Zest used to love Mr. Zest until the defendant in the case, we'll call him Mr. Masseuse in honor of another island tempter, caused those affections to depart. Mr. Zest could then sue Mr. Masseuse for alienating Mrs. Zest's affections. It all might sound a bit archaic, and that's probably why most states have abolished such lawsuits. And those that still allow them, like Illinois, don't allow much in the way of damages. Plaintiffs in alienation of affection cases can't get punitive damages or money for their emotional distress. A jury can award them only actual damages, out-of-pocket costs directly arising out of the failed relationship. Maybe money Mr. Zest put down on a cabana and lost when the marriage fell apart at the hands of masseuse. Not surprisingly, there are alienation of affection cases out there springing from island meetings. The Temptation Island producers know their stuff. One case is from Georgia from 40 years ago, where two couples, neighbors, visited an island. And, well, you know. The husband sued his neighbor for alienating his wife's affections, and the court allowed the lawsuit to go forward. But not so a lawsuit from the sands of Hawaii. There, in a case from 20 years ago, the court found that the straying spouse had strayed without a significant push from the defendant. No true alienation of affections possible under those circumstances. The case from Hawaii is much more the norm these days, and damages are extremely limited in such cases, even when a plaintiff can prove all the elements. The bottom line is that even if an island visitor could win an alienation of affections case, she'd barely get enough change to buy a boat ride off Temptation Island. And I'm not talking about the love boat. I'm Amy Guida.
Love, exciting and new. Come aboard, we're expecting you.
Amy Guida is an assistant dean at the University of Illinois College of Law. You can hear Legal Issues in the News every Monday here on Morning Edition.
Broadcast of Legal Issues in the News is made possible in part by a grant from John T. Phipps Law Offices, PC of Champaign, sponsor of AM 580's Legal Issues in the News for 26 years.
Is something for everyone. Set a course for adventure, your mind on a new romance. And love won't hurt anymore. It's an open smile on a friendly shore.